Join me on a dialogue on sisterhood, womanhood, and all things parenting. Welcome to the Debina Bonnerjee Show. I'm Debina, and welcome to the Debina Bonnerjee Show. In today's episode, we have a very special guest with us. Pediatrician Dr. Vineet Samdani. He is the pediatrician at the Breach Candy Hospital and HN Reliance Hospital in Mumbai. His father is also an esteemed pediatrician, so he has a very rich lineage of medical expertise. Doctor jaane jaate unke expertise and compassionate care ke liye, and he is often referred to as the pediatrician of celebrity families. You know, you name them and he's their doctor. Doctor mere personal favorite bhi hai, jinhone meri sari chintaon ka samadhan kiya. Today, he joins us to share his valuable insights into pediatric health, wellness tips for children and his unique experiences in the field. Please join me in welcoming Doctor. Thank you, Doctor, for coming to the Debina Bonnerjee Show. We share a different camaraderie, so usi raste main aapse sawal puchungi. और आप जिस तरीके से मुझे हैंडल करते हैं, मतलब मम्मी को हैंडल करना पड़ता है मुझे ऐसा लगता है, आप उसी तरीके से जवाब दीजिएगा ताकि जो लोग सुन रहे हैं इस वक्त, हमें देख रहे हैं, उनको पता चले दैट यू नो इट्स नॉट एज फुल ऑफ एंग्जाइटी एंड स्ट्रेसफुल एज वी मेक इट समटाइम्स. बट सबसे पहले थैंक यू सो मच फॉर कमिंग.
थैंक यू डिबिना फॉर हैविंग मी हियर एंड आल्सो फीलिंग दैट आई एम वर्दी ऑफ कमिंग टू योर शो टू आंसर योर क्वेश्चंस.
बहुत सारी माएँ आपके पास पहुंचना चाहते हैं डॉक्टर. बहुत सारे माएँ पहुंच भी जाते हैं, और जो लोग नहीं पहुंच पाते हैं उन लोगों के लिए है ख़ास तौर पे ये पॉडकास्ट. और मुझे ऐसा लगता है कि मम्मियों के पास सवालों के एक डिक्शनरी है, तो उस डिक्शनरी के फर्स्ट पेज से शुरू करती हूँ जो रेलिवेंट है सबसे पहले अभी, और उसके बाद हम थोड़ा पीछे भी जाएंगे और आगे भी जाएंगे. तो इस वक्त जो सबसे ज़्यादा रेलिवेंट है इज़ स्क्रीन टाइम. तो सिर्फ मैं एक इतना सा शब्द बोल रही हूँ, आप उसके बारे में पहले मुझे बताइए कि वाई इट इज़ नॉट एडवाइजेबल टू गिव स्क्रीन टाइम टू चिल्ड्रन.
सो फर्स्ट थिंग, स्क्रीन टाइम हैज़ नॉर्म्स इन किड्स. आइडियली अंटिल टू ईयर्स देयर शुड बी नो स्क्रीन टाइम. द ओनली कंसिडरेबल बेंड इज इफ यू वॉन्ट टू स्पीक टू रिलेटिव्स और योर ग्रैंड पेरेंट्स, देन यू कैन हैव अ स्क्रीन टाइम एज फेस टाइम, स्पीक टू देम फॉर अ शॉर्ट ड्यूरेशन एंड अवॉइड इट. Between 2 to 6 years, only 1 hour a day under surveillance of an adult or a parent around you, and 6 onwards it's for 2 hours a day maximum. Now the issues with screen time is, in today's generation, all children know how to operate the phone, how to unlock the phone and how to dial their desired numbers or FaceTime. Now this happens from 9 to 1 year onwards. The minute the screen time is exposed for kids, there is obesity, there's excess eating. The whole logic of screen time and eating is, the minute the screen is on, the child wants to see their favorite program, and he by then understands, if I want to see my favorite program, I just need to keep my mouth open. I keep my mouth open, my mother will feed me, my mother is satisfied, the house is satisfied, the quantum of food is sufficient, and I'm going to continue to see whatever I want to. So the first drawback of this is obesity. Second, there is also the posture is the biggest problem. You're slouching, you're sitting in an abnormal posture, then there are sprains and strains on parts of your body, neck, however you're sitting. Third is vision. You have irritation, you have dry eyes. Now, ideally, which is extremely difficult, you need to give a gap of 20 seconds for at a distance of 20 feet for you to see any screen, and maximum time interval should be 20 minutes.
20 feet distance.
Correct, which is very impossible in Bombay houses, but this is the norm, and most of the norms are impossible to achieve. So this is another issue. So you have vision issues, you have dryness of eyes, you have irritation. The third issue is you have behavioral issues. The minute you're exposed to screen time, the first thing that you see is, in between whatever you want to see, you have only junk food advertisements coming in. So when you have junk food advertisements coming in, you're anyways bent to have those kinds of food as you grow to understand what you saw and what is available in front of you. So then again, obesity comes in there. The fourth issue is that you have also a tendency to have sleep disturbances when you're having screen time and excess screen time whilst eating. So these are the four or five facts that you must not have screen time. Extremely difficult to abide. It's very easy to speak, but you have to lay down restrictions onto the exposure during screen. And especially my understanding is, do not eat whilst watching TV, iPad, mobile.
ये एक्चुअली मैं एक सवाल के तौर पे करना चाहती हूँ कि जो हमारी मम्मियाँ हैं, जो हमारा प्रीवियस जनरेशन है और कुछ माएँ भी हैं, बच्चे जब बच्चों के बीच में एक फेज आता है, वो खाना नहीं खाते हैं, एट अ स्ट्रेच लंच नहीं किया, फिर डिनर नहीं कर रहे, अगले दिन भी लंच नहीं कर रहे, तो उस टाइम पे ऐसा लगता है कि थोड़ा टीवी दिखा के अगर खाना तो खा रहा है ना, मतलब पेट पूरा खाली आपको समझ में आ रहा है, तो उस टाइम पे लगता है कि टीवी दिखा देते हैं, एटलीस्ट खाना तो खा रहा है ना, ये जो सोच है. तो डू यू थिंक कि वो जो टीवी दिखा के या स्क्रीन टाइम दे के जो हम हेल्थ हैजर्ड ला रहे हैं, दैट इज लेस और मोर एज कम्पेयर टू नॉट ईटिंग?
सो आई थिंक देयर इज वन अंडरस्टैंडिंग कि इफ द बच्चा इज एक्टिव, इफ ही इज प्लेफुल, वो सब कर रहा है, और अगर वो नहीं खाना चाहता है उसको जबरदस्ती मत करो. My understanding is that do you eat a same quantum of food every day which is served to you? You have variations, sometimes less, sometimes more, sometimes you binge. But what is the understanding? You have no fever, you are active, you're doing everything right. Let the child eat what he wants. Jabardasti karne ki zarurat nahi hai. Aur ek baar aap screen time denge, he will get habituated to it. Wo tantrum fekega, he will throw a tantrum. That he will only eat when he watches screen. So then you're anyway setting in obesity. And 85% of the kids are school going kids, STDs, boys are obese. So this should not be the precedent. If he doesn't want to eat, usko mat deo, jabardasti mat karo, because you feel he needs to eat. But if I don't eat for maybe 28 hours, 12 hours, 15 hours, 24 hours, you think I'm going to be active?
No.
I won't be active. So yeah, answer to the question whether I should give screen or not is, if your child is active, don't give screen. Let him not eat. Let him eat how much ever he desires.
Nice. और एक सवाल स्क्रीन टाइम को लेके ही कि अच्छा आपने बोला कि from 1 to 2 years, 2 to 4 years, I think 1 hour देना चाहिए. तो अगर कोई माँ बोले कि मैं सिर्फ आधा घंटा ही देती हूँ स्क्रीन टाइम, बट ओनली ड्यूरिंग ईटिंग, बाकी टाइम देती नहीं हूँ, तो इसका मतलब आप क्या बोलेंगे?
सो इट्स नॉट द टाइम दैट्स इम्पॉर्टेंट, इट्स द क्वालिटी. सो इफ आई गिव स्क्रीन फॉर हाफ एन आवर और आई गिव स्क्रीन फॉर 1 hour, बट मोर इम्पॉर्टेंटली नॉट वाइल्स ईटिंग फूड, दैट इज एक्सट्रीमली एसेंशियल.
मतलब कुछ भी हो जाए, खाना खाते टाइम तो बिल्कुल भी नहीं, चाहे वो नहीं खाए.
करेक्ट. वो सीखेगा खाने को बिना स्क्रीन से. एंड द फर्स्ट नॉर्म ऑफ लाइफ फॉर किड्स इज 1 साल के बाद हर बच्चा शुड ईट विद द मदर फादर ऑन द डाइनिंग टेबल ऑन एन हाई चेयर एंड शुड ईट वॉट एवर इज मेड एट होम. देर इज नो अलाकार्ट मेन्यू फॉर चिल्ड्रन. सो ही लर्न्स हाउ टू ईट वेजिटेबल्स, ग्रीन्स, अ बैलेंस्ड डाइट. And he doesn't predominantly eat fats and carbohydrates.
Fats and carbs बोलने से आप क्या बता रहे हो?
So if you see today's kids and most of today's kids, they don't have vegetables. They don't have any greens. What is on their plate is only whites. It's cheese. It's dosa. It's you take
idli, pasta,
pizzas. These are all fats and carbohydrate rich. There are no proteins in the food. So that's the reason why you need a family meal. Make them sit with you on a high chair. They eat what is made at home. Obviously, the consistency and the spiciness may differ, but they should have no choice to what they eat. If they want to eat, they will eat. If they don't want to eat, they will learn how to eat. It's not that they won't eat. Yeah, the minute they realize and they understand that there is, there is an exchange barter system. If I throw a tantrum, I will get what I want. Then it's going to start and it'll never end. Most of us would stay in a joint family or a nuclear family. But the understanding of parents and grandparents and everyone around is, kuch to deo jo chahiye, at least kha to raha hai. But that doesn't...
concept hai.
Yeah, but that doesn't work. Kyunki ek baar aadat lag gayi, then to my understanding, the kid will never change to eat vegetables. The change will only come at 18 and 19 years, before which it will never come. And how will the change come? It doesn't come at 18 and 19 because he can vote and he's become an adult eligible to take responsibility of voting. It is the friends and the peer that change. So if you see, a lot of kids from vegetarian also adapt non-vegetarian at that age. It's because of the peers around and the friends around. So until then, nothing is going to happen. He is going to eat whatever he used to eat and whatever is predominantly junk. So parents will give soup and they'll mix vegetable in soup. So it's a brainwash to say that, yeah, he's at least having some vegetables. That's not the way you consume. When you go out, you don't get a tomato soup with vegetables. You get a plain tomato soup. So this is the problem.
Actually, अभी मुझे थोड़ा सा clearly समझ में आ रहा है आप क्या बोल रहे हैं. जैसे घर पे हम लोग बच्चों के पराठे में सब्जी डाल के बना देते हैं, लेकिन जब हम बाहर खाने जाते हैं तो वैसा पराठा नहीं मिलता है, मतलब छुपाया हुआ सब्जी वाला पराठा. तो तब ऐसा लगता है कि क्या खा खिलाएंगे, मतलब सिर्फ रोटी सब्जी तो नहीं खाते हैं. बट ये अलग बात है, हम मेरे बच्चे ब्रोकली खाना बहुत पसंद करते
हैं. हाँ, वो सब खाते हैं, मैं देखता हूँ.
हाँ, वो खाते हैं सब. क्योंकि मुझे लगता है हम लोग सब खाते हैं, हम लोग बहुत सारे वेजिटेबल्स खाते हैं एंड दे डू व्हाट दे सी. तो साथ में बैठ के हमारे प्लेट से ब्रोकली खाते खाते, मतलब ब्रोकली हैज़ बिकम हर फेवरेट. वेरी फनी, हमें काफ़ी ताज्जुब होता है कि ब्रोकली मांगते हैं. तो
दैट्स वेयर इट्स अ फैमिली मील. तो जो भी घर के लिए बनता है बच्चे खाएंगे, नंबर वन. नंबर टू, हैव यू एवर रियलाइज्ड व्हाई यू आर मिक्सिंग वेजिटेबल्स इन अ सूप और इन अ पराठा? बिकॉज योर चाइल्ड डजंट ईट इट बाय इटसेल्फ एंड ही डजंट ईट, इट्स नॉट हिज फॉल्ट. It is our method that he doesn't eat. What does he understand? If you give it to him and he understands that there is no choice, he will eat. It is because of us he doesn't eat. It's not the child's fault. It's not at all. It is our training, it's our understanding and our resistance to his demand to have junk food or to have food that he likes, which is not totally healthy.
So, can you say a nutritious diet plan in general?
So, practical nutritious diet plan is most of us from Monday to Friday have a balanced meal. Vegetable, sabji, roti, dal and chawal. Correct? So, that's a balanced meal. Maybe a Saturday or Sunday, you can have a bend to the meal with an idli or with a pizza. That's where the unhealthy comes in. But you can't have an unhealthy food every day. Then you're making it their choice of food every day.
हमारा घर का जो खाना है, रोटी सब्जी दाल चावल जो हम खाते हैं, हम वही दे बच्चों को, तो उनका जो ओवरऑल न्यूट्रिशन डिमांड है वो ऑटोमेटिकली पूरा हो जाएगा, इंस्टेड ऑफ ट्राइंग टू मेक थिंग्स पैलेटेबल एंड एक्स्ट्रा डिफरेंट फॉर देम.
या द मिनट यू मेक थिंग्स पैलेटेबल मीन्स यू नो यू लॉस्ट द रेस to give them clear balanced meal vegetables. That means they don't have it. So therefore, you're mixing and giving. And that method, as your children eat broccoli and everything, it's because you'll have a family meal concept. You make them sit on the chair, on the high chair. Whatever is made at home is given to them. There's no a la carte menu for them. And if we inculcate that, they will 100% abide and they'll continue to eat a balanced meal.
We know where we have to change. Changing their alag se khana banana and wohi khilao jo hum kha rahe hai. Simple ghar ka khana, saath mein baith ke khao. Kyunki mujhe lagta hai bachche dekhte hai to zyada khate hai than akele akele khilana. Kyunki jab school mein jaati hai, इट्स प्रीडोमिनेंटली अ प्ले स्कूल जहाँ पे खाना भी खिलाते हैं. स्कूल से लाते टाइम बोलते हैं चार पराठे खाए, दो सर्विंग ऑफ राइस, दो सर्विंग ऑफ दाल, तीन सर्विंग ऑफ सब्जी. समझ में नहीं आता इतना स्कूल में कैसे खाते हैं और घर पे क्यों नहीं खाते हैं. तो आई थिंक इट्स द माहौल, सब लोग मिल के खा रहे हैं, बच्चे तो वो भी खा रही है, तो यहाँ पे अकेले बैठ के खिलाने की कोशिश कर रहे हैं, तो इसलिए उन लोगों को अच्छा नहीं लग रहा है.
एंड द सेकंड थिंग इज यू आल्सो लर्न हाउ टू ईट बाय योरसेल्फ. आज के तारीख में यू गो टू रेस्टोरेंट्स, यू विल सी 5 साल के बच्चे, माँ खिला रही है उसको. ये क्यों होता है? Because they don't eat by themselves from 1 year onwards. They have always been fed. Agar abhi gira ke nahi khayenge, to kab seekhenge? So this is also an added advantage. With a family meal on a high chair, eat by yourself. Let them eat how much they desire. That is also good. It's against obesity. So they will eat what they want.
Kabhi kabhi mujhe aisa lagta hai, wo jab khud kha rahe hain, khud ko ganda kar rahe hain, फ्लोर पे गिर रहा है, मतलब ऐसे चम्मच से सामान लाते लाते प्लेट ही गिर गया, तो थोड़ा सा हेल्प कर दे, वापस से नहलाना पड़ेगा, पूरा चीज साफ करना पड़ेगा. तो इसके चक्कर में अक्सर मैं भी मना कर देती हूँ, जबकि मैं काफ़ी देती हूँ करने के लिए, पर मुझे लोग लिखते हैं दैट यू नो यू हैव हेल्प, तो आप फिर भी अलाउ करते हो. हमें सब कुछ खुद को करना पड़ता है, तो ये बार 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 बच्चों को साफ करना और पूरी चीज़ को साफ करना, इट इज़ इट्स नॉट पॉसिबल. और रेस्टोरेंट में जाके भी जब खुद खा रहे हैं गिरा गिरा के, इट इज़ वेरी मैनरलेस, क्योंकि पब्लिक प्लेस को गंदा कर रहे हो. तो आप इसके लिए कुछ बताना चाहेंगे?
तो ये बार जो रेस्टोरेंट में बराबर से नहीं खाते हैं, क्यों नहीं खाते हैं? क्योंकि घर में हमेशा इन लोग को खिलाया है. सो अगर घर में फीड किया है एंड घर में खुद से नहीं खाए है, तो बाहर बेचारे कैसे खाएंगे बराबर से? So you have to have a finishing school at home from 1 year onwards. So by 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years, they will learn how to eat by themselves and they'll learn neatly how to eat by themselves. They won't spill anything away. They will learn how to eat with a fork and knife. They will know how to eat, take a napkin, put it on. This is all cultural inculcation of a child. That comes from home. You can't expect schools to do it. The school is meant for education. This comes from home. And this is the advantage of letting your child eat by him or herself. So he will spill and make it dirty at home. But once he grows older, as you said, 5 saal ke bachche kabhi kabhi spill karke untidily khate hain. They will not do it at 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years.
I'll come back to the basic thoda sa starting mein. Jab Divisha choti thi, तो वो बहुत ज़्यादा रोती थी एंड मैं इतनी ज़्यादा परेशान हो गई थी. डॉक्टर के पास मैं उस टाइम पे गई थी क्योंकि उस टाइम पे पूरे सोसाइटी में, मतलब सब लोग इंक्लूड है, सब लोग मुझे बोलते थे कि यू आर ईटिंग समथिंग रॉन्ग, गैसी फूड, तो उसको गैस हो रहा है, तो गैस का बच्चों का एक पर्टिकुलर कुछ एक दवाई है कॉलिंग गैस का, तो वो खिला खिला के 2-3 शीशी ख़त्म करने के बाद आई थॉट नो आई थिंक आई नीड टू कंसल्ट अ डॉक्टर. पर आपके पास जाने के बाद आपने कम्प्लीटली अलग ही कुछ बताया कि उसकी कान में दर्द हो रहा है और कान का आपने ड्रॉप दिया, ईयर ड्रॉप, और उसके बाद उसका एक्चुअली रोना बंद हो गया. तो ये मतलब मुझे मेरे लिए तो ये बहुत ही अनोखा था. आपको क्या ये अक्सर होता है?
आई थिंक वन ऑफ द कॉमनेस्ट कंप्लेन ऑफ एवरी चाइल्ड इन द फर्स्ट 6 months इज क्राइंग विदाउट वी अंडरस्टैंडिंग द रीजन व्हाई द चाइल्ड इज क्राइंग. So, the minute you take your child up and your child is quiet, the minute you keep the child down, he's crying. It means there is a problem with the ear. And why is there a problem with the ear? Malish wali aati hai, malish karti hai. So, the method of malish is oil haath mein dalegi. She will rub it. She will start like this and she will end like this after massaging. When you start like this, there's a ridge. So there is obviously some oil that keeps on seeping in. So it eventually blocks the ear. And therefore, children cry excessively. So colic is something that is more abused than used. Because every child that cries, it's colic. No, it's never and mostly not colic. You have to find a reason why the child cries. That's why when we gave you the drop, you would have realized in 24 to 36 hours, she was fine and comfortable.
Yeah, absolutely. She was fine and she stopped crying. And after that, मुझे काफ़ी सारे दर्शकों ने लिखा कि उन लोगों ने भी यू नो बच्चों को थोड़ा सा टिल्ट करके सुलाया और यू नो ईयर ड्रॉप्स दिया और पता नहीं क्या क्या आपसे आपके पास भी बहुत लोग पहुंचे थे एंड द बेबी स्टॉप्ड क्राइंग सो इट वाज द ईयर प्रॉब्लम मोर देन यू नो कॉलिक प्रॉब्लम
सो टू थ्री रीजंस वन इज कॉलिक एज एवरीवन बिलीव्स दैट मोस्टली इट्स कॉलिक इफ द बेबी इज क्राइंग देयर आर 11 वैरायटीज ऑफ क्राई
Less in varieties.
Yeah. So you have to understand a cry which is hunger.
Okay.
A cry when the child is uncomfortable because past urine or stool.
Okay.
And a child where the child is medically in trouble. So these three differences you will realize as time goes. So one is colic. The second is a component of reflux. That's the reason maine aapko bola tha keep her at 30 degree head elevation. Carry cot, car seat ya west pillow pe rakhe. क्योंकि जब भी द बेबीज आर इन द फर्स्ट थ्री मंथ्स जब आप ऐसे फीड करके लेते हो दे गो टू स्लीप वेरी वेल और जैसे ही आप फ्लैट रखोगे आप यू विल रियलाइज वो स्ट्रेच करेंगे मुंह बनाएंगे और आवाज करेंगे ये इसलिए है क्योंकि थोड़ा दूध ऊपर आता है और वो दूध फटा हुआ होता है सो इट्स लाइक अ बैड बर्प सो देयरफॉर दे डू दिस एंड मोस्ट ऑफ द टाइम्स यू विल सी इन द माउथ That fatawa dood paneer jaisa thoda rehta hi hai. So therefore they cry for that. So you keep them up at 30 degree head elevation. Dawa ki jarurat nahi hai. By 3 months they will settle. And the third commonest reason is an ear pain. And ear pain I told you classically. Keep the baby up. The baby is quiet. Keep the baby down. The baby cries. It's an ear pain. And any other reason other than that is a medical attention reason. Obviously, other than more milk required by the baby. But that's a different cry.
Like hunger pain.
Hunger cry, yeah.
मतलब ये जो छोटी छोटी चीजें हैं ये आप खुद पहले देख लें कि आप एलिवेट करके रखें स्ट्रेट करके रखें उस पे भी अगर बच्चा रो रहा है तो देन द बेबी नीड्स मेडिकल इंटरवेंशन अदरवाइज मतलब इट्स नॉट टू बी एंशियस अबाउट
करेक्ट एब्सोल्युटली Absolutely. You can't be anxious about everything. You have to be ready for surprises. You can't expect that it'll go according to your plan. It'll never happen. Nothing happens according to what we plan. There are
मेरा actually सवाल है कि parental anxiety इसको आप कैसे मतलब manage करने के लिए बोलेंगे parents को क्योंकि बच्चे तो आते नहीं हैं parents ही आते हैं आपके पास.
So parental anxiety, the first thing is आपको जो पढ़ना है आप पढ़िए लेकिन ज्यादा पढ़िए मत एंड ज्यादा सोचिए मत उसके बारे में सो यू हैव गुड गाइडलाइंस अमेरिकन अकेडमी ऑफ पीडियाट्रिक्स इंडियन अकेडमी ऑफ पीडियाट्रिक्स में आपको सब गाइडलाइंस है सो यू शुड जस्ट रीड इट वंस बट यू कैन ओवर रीड एंड ओवर स्ट्रेच द इमेजिनेशन एंड यू कैन गूगल ऑन एवरीथिंग बिकॉज टू माई अंडरस्टैंडिंग अगर आप गूगल करोगे द वर्स्ट विल कम फर्स्ट And the least will come last. So by the time you reach the last, when you see the first complication, you're anyways anxious.
Already.
Yeah. So you must read to know, but you must not overread, number one. Number two, you must also have your attention with your doctor personally for any doubt which you're uncomfortable with to allay the anxiety. Number three, the problem is with new mothers, especially, everything that doesn't happen right with the child is blamed on the mother. So there is a component of postpartum depression, which is always there. Agar bachcha ki vajan nahi badh raha hai, to maa doodh barabar se nahi de rahi hai, barabar se kha rahi nahi hai. All this is happening. You have to get all this addressed. Fourth, with a partner, you should have such a relation and you should have such good communication So that they understand and they know what's happening and what you're going through. Because it is parenting. It is not parent. So parents, is the father also is equally involved as the mother. So once these things are understood, then anxiousness and anxieties will settle down. It's as simple as that. And you have everything. You have your support system. You have a lot of advisors, but your right advice will be from a professional who knows what you're going through. So you must go and address with a professional in case anyone is anxious. You can't treat it with yourself and with the people around.
मतलब माँ का सिचुएशन ऐसा होता है कभी कभी डॉक्टर की मालिश वाले भी आके एडवाइस देके चले जाते हैं कि आप ठीक से दूध नहीं पिला रहे हो, उसका पेट नहीं भर रहा है. दे आर वेरी ससेप्टेबल टू एडवाइस फ्रॉम ऑल एंगल्स. मतलब इससे ज़्यादा और मैं क्या बोलूँ, नेबर्स भी एडवाइस देते हैं, सब लोग देते हैं. तो उसमें मुझे लगता है कि आपके पास एक पीडियाट्रिशियन होना चाहिए जो जिसके पास आप वो आपके सही जवाब दे सकते हैं. तो मुझे लगता है आधा एंग्जाइटी वहीं पे खत्म हो जाता है.
करेक्ट. एंड आई वाज जस्ट स्पीकिंग टू योर टीम बिफोर. बच्चा घर पे पैदा होता है, सब रिलेटिव्स आते हैं मिलने के लिए. रिलेटिव शुड अंडरस्टैंड कि आप बच्चे को मिलने के लिए आ रहे हो और ब्लेस करने को आ रहे हो. आप उधर माँ को ज्ञान देने नहीं आ रहे हो. लड़का हुआ, लड़की हुई, मोटा है, पतला है, दूध कम पी रहा है, वजन नहीं बढ़ रहा है. द मोस्ट इम्पॉर्टेंट थिंग इन अ पेरेंट्स लाइफ इज दैट यू हैव अ नॉर्मल चाइल्ड. सो कल्चरली वी आर सो बैकवर्ड टू अंडरस्टैंड, क्योंकि जो भी आता है घर पे, द पर्सन थिंक्स ही इज वाइजेस्ट इफ ही एडवाइजेस. वेल, आई थिंक द वाइजेस्ट पर्सन इज हु डजंट एडवाइस एंड ओनली ब्लेसेस द चाइल्ड. बट वो तो होता ही नहीं है. Everyone comes to advise something or the other. And unfortunately, this advice only goes to the mother. It doesn't go to anyone else. So, anxiety there, anxiousness there, mental health issues there, child's well-being gets affected. So, this is a cascade of effects. So, my standard and staple line is, daant se julab nahi hote, shakkar se kide nahi hote, devi devta kisko aate nahi aur nazar kisko lagti nahi.
Everybody says that every child has a different growth milestone. तो इंसान कब तक किस चीज का मतलब इंतजार करे and then seek professional help?
Okay, so the issue with growth is we take growth only with the weight. If the weight is good, the growth is good. No, if the milestones are fine, motor milestones, physical milestones, mental milestones, cognitive milestones, and if the weight is down, we are all right. There is something as constitutional weight. Agar maa baap patle hai, to bachcha shayad patla rahega. So everything is not related to the weight. The road to good health is the developmental milestone of the child, which is normal. So never worry about the weight of the child. If developmentally the child is normal, and if your child is on the lowest part of the weight, you don't need to worry. Continue it. Khada rehta hai, baat kar raha hai, bhaag raha hai, samajh raha hai, stranger anxiety hai. Lekin to bhi 8 kilo ka hai, to koi takleef nahi hai. Because vajan kam hai aur agar milestones normal hai, it means your child is normal. Then look at the parent's size. It may be a constitutional variety. Maan baap patle hai, to bachcha patla hoga. पेरेंट्स को पूछे, वो कभी बोल देते हैं, हाँ जब मैं छोटा था मैं छोटा ही था, मैं ऐसा ही था. सो दैट्स द वे यू लुक एट ग्रोथ. यू डोंट लुक एट ग्रोथ विद ओनली वेट. वन थिंग कॉमन आई हैव सीन इन माय प्रैक्टिस. सो पेरेंट्स आते हैं, अगर बच्चा पतला है तो कंसर्न है, लेकिन अगर बच्चा का वजन अच्छा है, सो देन दैट्स ऑल्सो अ कंसर्न.
कंसर्न,
देयर इज ऑलवेज अ कंसर्न. I think the baby is weighing too much, no doc? So there is no midline of satisfaction in humans. So we also don't know where, at what point are we satisfied with the weight, with the child or anything. So your criteria should be normally, normal development, don't worry about the weight. And with no other medical issues.
हमने एक वो देखा था कि हमारे विसिनिटी में, मैं नाम तो नहीं ले सकती, लेकिन यू नो द बच्चा वाज अपेरेंटली लुकिंग नाइस, लेकिन ही वाज नॉट एबल टू वॉक. तो लेकिन बहुत देर तक मम्मी पापा को ऐसा लगा कि हम भी लेट चले हैं शायद, तो बच्चा इसलिए शायद लेट चल रहा है. तो कभी इस तरीके से मतलब डिले हो जाता है. हाउ डू यू थिंक वी शुड अंडरस्टैंड व्हेन इज द राइट टाइम टू सीक प्रोफेशनल हेल्प?
सो वॉकिंग एज एन एग्जाम्पल दैट यू हैव गिवन इज अ विंडो फ्रॉम 9 months टू 18 months एंड मे बी 20 months. बट इफ योर चाइल्ड स्टैंड्स विद सपोर्ट देन वी शो ही विल वॉक. Now the problem is if he doesn't stand at 14 months with support, then you must seek professional help. If he doesn't stand with support by maybe 1 year or 12 months or 14 months, then you must seek professional help. So the fact that he is standing with support, he will walk, wait for 18 months. You don't need to do anything. And if there is always a parents will tell you that, yeah, even I walk late. That's what my mother used to say. And if everything else is normal, you don't need to do anything. So you need to have professional help only if your milestones are delayed and you're not walking means you also have your preceding milestones which you've not achieved. Crawling, standing with support, therefore not walking. So then there is something that needed to be addressed long back.
We hear a lot of ADHD. So what is this? मुझे थोड़ा सा मतलब जानना है. And how do you identify like at a young age?
So this is attention deficit hyperactive disorder. Usually the complaint comes probably from the school. And once it comes from the school, the parents also realize. बच्चा बैठा रहता है, फिर उठ जाएगा, फिर फिजिट करेगा, फिर बुक उठा लेगा, या वही रूम में एक जगह बैठा नहीं रहेगा, वो कुछ ना कुछ करते रहेगा. अगर आप भी उससे बात कर रहे हो, ही विल लिसन टू यू, लेकिन उसके हाथ में कुछ होगा, वो ड्राइंग करेगा, पेंसिल लेगा, वो फ्रिज खोलेगा. सो दिस इज ADHD. सो यू वुड यूजुअली गेट अ कंप्लेंट फ्रॉम स्कूल इफ वन डजंट रियलाइज इट एट होम, एंड देन यू नीड टू सीक प्रोफेशनल हेल्प. बट the ADHD kids are a shade smarter than the normal kids. They are more intelligent.
Intelligent in different ways or intelligent?
Academically.
Academically.
They are more smarter.
And there's nothing to like really, really worry. Like if bolte ki TV dikhane se zyada ADHD hota hai. So
everything is related to your screen. To whatever answer you don't get why you have ADHD or why you have something or the other. Important is address it and then get professional and seek professional help with a developmental pediatrician.
ADHD, is a child born with it or they develop it over years?
So over time, they will develop it. And you would only realize once they grow older.
Okay.
Yeah, so I mean, you may be born with it, but you would manifest it once you grow older, which is maybe 1.5, 2, 2.5 years. And the school addresses it first. He's very distractive. He's distracting the other kids. He doesn't sit in one place. He's talkative. He finishes his work, but then disturbs everyone else. So the school is the first point where they raise a red flag that this is what happens.
My God. Okay. So parenting is a topic that is vast and wide, and asking a pediatrician is like opening just a page of that big book, and whatever topic lands in your hand and whatever topic we can cover in a day. One topic which is again very controversial, I'll ask, is milk. मुझे अब 2-3 दिन पहले मेरे भाई के साथ आर्ग्यूमेंट हो रहा था दैट मिल्क इज़ द मोस्ट इम्पॉर्टेंट थिंग फॉर ह्यूमन, एंड आई वॉज टेलिंग दैट नो इट इज़ नॉट. सो नाउ आई वॉन्ट टू नो कि ह्यूमन छोड़ दीजिए, लेट्स जस्ट फाइंड आउट हाउ इम्पॉर्टेंट इज मिल्क फॉर बेबीज और किड्स. एंड इफ दैट आई मीन ऑब्वियसली वेन अ बेबी इज बॉर्न फर्स्ट 6 months तो सिर्फ दूध ही पीते हैं, सो देन आई एम नॉट टॉकिंग अबाउट दैट फेज. आफ्टर दैट हाउ इम्पॉर्टेंट इज दैट एंड why if not?
Culturally, milk has always been an important component in our understanding that every child should consume milk irrespective of the age.
Huh.
Always. Correct? Now, as you said, first 6 months exclusive breastfeeding. Hmm. So there's no food. Now, once you start food at 6 months, solid food, then eventually as you grow in the number of times you give solid food, automatically your milk consumption will reduce. But it remains significant until 1 year, either breastfed or formula milk, because there's no cow's milk until 1 year. And as the child reaches 2-2.5 years, usually the milk consumption drops to maybe one glass in the morning, one glass in the evening. So this is the whole story of milk. And there is no minimal requirement that is enforced. If the child takes after 2-2.5 or 3 years, 2 glasses, one in the morning, one in the evening, we are adequate. And logically, jaise hi solid food badhega, automatically milk to ghatne hi wala hai.
Milk
ghatega hi na. If you're having solid food, aapka pet usse bar raha hai. So my practice, I do that at 6 months, there's no bottle. I change the bottle into a sipper, straw and glass closer to 1 year. So as the logic of no bottle after 6 months is, one food comes in. So once when the food comes in, I replace a milk feed by food. I don't make half milk, half food. Number one. Number two, the minute I make it into a sipper, then the child has to exert an effort to drink milk. So therefore, he technically eats more and he has only the quantum that he desires. Abhi agar aap bottle ko ulta kare, without the child sucking, the milk will fall. And agar aap sipper ko ulta kare, the child has to suck for the milk to come. So when you wean the bottle at 6 months, automatically no child will defer food. If you continue to feed for a longer time by bottle, then it is always a challenge for the children to eat food. And they have more milk.
Till 1 year, you cannot understand. But uske baad, jab 2 saal ke ho jate hai, are predominantly on milk. Do you think milk can replace food straight away?
Never. Milk can never replace food after 6 months. The food has to be there as a nutritive meal, number one. The milk will only take care of the calcium component. But you require nutritious food to continue. You can't survive on milk. And the problem is how it becomes very difficult beyond 1 year if the child doesn't drop the bottle. Then he'll be used to the bottle and he will always demand for the bottle, so his consumption of food will reduce. So I always tell all the parents, after 6 months, no bottle. And when you swap the bottle into a sipper and you don't divide a food meal with milk, automatically your child will take everything.
You mean to say, matlab, agar afternoon ka khana hai, to wo khana hi de. Thoda sa khana, thoda doodh nahi.
Bilkul.
Pura khana.
आप रिप्लेस कर रहे हो, आप एक मिल्क मील को फूड में रिप्लेस कर रहे हो. अगर आपको कभी भी लगता है दैट आपका जो मिल्क कंजम्पशन ऑफ द चाइल्ड इज लेस, तो आप सुबह ब्रेकफास्ट में पॉरिज बनाओ विच इज मेड ऑफ मिल्क. सो यू हैव एन इनडायरेक्ट कंजम्पशन. वंस यू ग्रो ओल्डर, 1 and 2 years, यू कैन गिव कर्ड, दही दे सकते हो. दैट्स ऑल्सो द सेम एज मिल्क. सो यू कैन मेक दीज वेरिएशंस.
किस खाने से हमारा सॉलिड फूड इनटेक होना चाहिए, मतलब टू द फर्स्ट फूड्स.
सो द फर्स्ट फूड्स वी नॉर्मली स्टार्ट एट 6 months. एंड
मतलब एडवाइस ये आता है कि दाल का पानी, चावल का पानी.
हाँ, तो दाल का पानी, चावल का पानी इज नॉट रियली टू बी फॉलोड. यू कैन चूज ईदर अ वेजिटेबल और अ फ्रूट इज एज सिंपल एज अ बनाना, a stewed apple. You can give avocados. You can make a mixed vegetable
puree.
Yeah, puree. Everything has to be in a pureed form. There's no salt, there's no sugar, there's no cow's milk, and there's no honey. Until 1 year. Okay, these are the simple norms. And so this weaning process of adding complementary food, there is a little difference of our understanding. What we worry is that we must try one particular food for 3 days, 5 days, 7 days. The West does this. The West does this because they are predisposed to a lot of allergies. we by our ethnicity, we are not allergic people.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and it's not necessary that the first that you consume is you'll throw allergic response. You can have intolerance and allergies after 20 years, after 10 years. Uh-huh. So you can make a mix and match of food. Aaj apple diya, to kal aap banana dijiye. Uske baad mein aap sweet potato dijiye. You can do all that. You have a lot of variations to do.
As long as it is in a pureed form.
It's in a pureed form, no salt, no sugar, no cow's milk and no honey.
These four no's. So again, you know, there's a difference of opinion of the previous generation and ours. कि एक साल तक नहीं छः महीने तक शायद पानी नहीं पीते पिलाते हैं बिल्कुल भी पानी नहीं देते बच्चे को तो ये क्यों क्योंकि हमारी मम्मियाँ ऐसे बोलती है कि हम तुम तो पानी पीते थे बॉटल में पानी डाल के देते थे इन बिटवीन मिल्क तो तुम भी तो बड़ी हुई हो तो अब भी ऐसा मतलब हॉस्पिटल से एकदम सिखा के भेजते हैं कि नो वाटर टिल सिक्स मंथ्स
सो I think science has evolved and we are on evidence-based generation. पहले अन्नप्राशन जो होता था ना वो तीन महीने पे होता था
अच्छा
तो जब तीन महीने पे अन्नप्राशन होता था तब खाना देते थे चावल के तौर पे और फिर काउज मिल्क देते थे वी डोंट नेवर यूज्ड टू गिव फॉर्मुला मिल्क आल्सो बट एवरीथिंग हैज चेंज्ड नाउ मदर्स मिल्क दैट टाइम आल्सो एंड नाउ इट्स प्रूवन Mother's milk has 80 to 85% water. So, bacha will not be dehydrated. He's getting adequate water. He's not going to be thirsty. Number two, the kidneys are also not matured adequately to handle water as any constituent individually. So, that maturity also by 6 months, we will start. Number three, that the minute you add water, and you're giving breast milk has 80-85% water and you're diluting the breast milk with water consumption so your nutritive value to breast milk also reduces and number four mera simple logic hai jo ann khata hai wo pani piyega agar aap khana khaoge to aap pani piyoge agar aap breast milk le rahe ho and that is 80-85% water आपको पानी की जरूरत नहीं है तो फ्रॉम सिक्स मंथ्स यू स्टार्ट फूड
बहुत इंटरेस्टिंग चीज मैं पूछना चाह रही थी जो डॉक्टर ने ऑफ द कैमरा थोड़ा बता दिया तो मैं दोबारा पूछूंगी यू नो वैसा थॉट लोगों के मन में कि बहुत ज्यादा स्ट्रिक्ट होंगे पढ़ाई लिखाई में या विथ देम एज अ होल तो बच्चे यू नो उन लोगों का डेवलपमेंटल इश्यूज हो जाएंगे इन द सेंस डिप्रेशन हो जाएगा और ज्यादा स्ट्रिक्ट होंगे तो एंड स्ट्रिक्ट मींस बीइंग स्ट्रिक्ट एट होम और बीइंग स्ट्रिक्ट फॉर देयर स्टडीज मतलब बहुत ज्यादा प्रेशर डालने से अभी का जो मतलब जो बच्चे हैं वो उतना प्रेशर लेने के काबिल नहीं है बट डू यू थिंक कि बच्चों को प्रेशर मतलब जो स्कूलिंग हमारी हुई थी वैसी होनी चाहिए कि यू नो उनको ज्यादा प्रेशर डाल के क्या फायदा मतलब दे विल ब्रेक बिकॉज इट्स अ डिफरेंट जनरेशन
So, Davina, my take is very different on this. I strongly believe that there has to be a discipline. Discipline doesn't mean you're strict. Discipline means you're supposed to do something which you're supposed to do on that day for the next day. It cannot be a callous approach that I don't want to do it, I don't feel like doing it, I'll do it day after. So, the discipline, to my understanding, is lacking. It's lacking because we are a lot more liberal. And we are worried about mental health anxiety for the kids. See, I don't, if your atmosphere at home is healthy and there is everything which is understood, which is happening, which is communicative to the whole family, you don't need to worry about mental health and anxiousness for the kids. This is their education time. They have to study. This is what they have to do. So, discipline is the key to success. And I believe in one thing, that you work hard to reach somewhere. But once you reach the place, you work harder to keep it there.
Yeah, to sustain.
Correct. But the policy is changed. You work hard to reach somewhere. And once you reach somewhere, you stop working hard because you think you've reached there. So there's a whole dynamic shift of understanding. Working hard is the key to success for every human. And you have to continue to do it. So I feel discipline is extremely important. It's not being strict. It's being disciplined. You have a timetable that you need to do. You have things that you need to do. And you must follow it. Schools have become very liberal, I feel. Extremely liberal. I was from an ICSE background. That time it was only ICSE and SSE and CBSE.
So maybe ICSE se hu.
Yeah. So, I mean, you see our work and you see our method of schooling. And now in time to come, you will see how the other methods of schooling are. We were afraid to enter a class if we didn't do our homework. Today, the kids are not afraid to enter the class. We'll do it tomorrow. You can't do that. Whatever you're supposed to do, you're supposed to finish at that time. So discipline is key. And I think a lot of kids lack discipline.
You see a lot of kids. So I want to know, ye aise log bolte hai ki aajkal bachcho mein bahut zyada depression dikhta hai. Do you see that? I mean, I'm asking like the master of it, coming from the horse's mouth.
So the age of these anxiety and depression is adolescent. Yeah, you do see it, but it is clearly in front of you seen to what is happening. When the dynamics of the house is not fine, if there is a personal issue, the child clearly writes on the face that I'm not comfortable. Every doctor and every parent should communicate with the person. And when you communicate generally with the person, you would know that what you need to address. And if you think that you are anxious or there is a mental health issue, you should address a psychologist immediately.
So it is coming from the home. It is not from, you know, having a liberal schooling or not giving them pressure.
Yeah. So it can come from anywhere. It can come from home. It can come from school. It can come for someone having a friend outside where they've broken off. You can come from some close friends who don't talk. It can come from bullying. But the minute at home, the parents communicate and see the child's behavior, you will pick it up. And if one picks it up, you need to address a psychologist ASAP so that it doesn't go further and further. So you need to break the chain. You can't deal with it. Ho jayega. Theek ho jayega. We will talk. No, it won't happen.
Our parents, अगर थोड़े अपने आँख खुले रखेंगे, अपना कम्युनिकेशन खुला रखेंगे विद द चिल्ड्रन, इट्स वेरी इजी टू आइडेंटिफाई एंड एड्रेस इट इमीडिएटली.
आई अग्री टू यू टोटली. यू नो, आई थिंक मोस्ट ऑफ अस एज पेरेंट्स फील माई चाइल्ड इज द बेस्ट एंड वेल आर चिल्ड्रन फॉर अस आर द बेस्ट. बट द मिनट यू वोकलाइज इट, योर चाइल्ड ऑल्सो अंडरस्टैंड्स वॉट यू थिंक अबाउट देम. Yeah. So the minute the child understands what you think about them, then is the time that they can take you for a ride. So don't let your child know that you think that they are the best. Let your child know that, yes, my parents expect much more out of me. Because normally, बैठते हैं, नहीं मेरा बच्चा तो एकदम अच्छा है, एकदम ये जमाने का है ही नहीं. He's so well behaved. He's so disciplined. He does everything. Don't let them know that. You need to keep that fire in the belly for them to know that you're not perfect. There's something lacking and you have to work on it.
The fire on the belly will make them walk that extra mile. That will help them achieve things in their life.
It is all in front of us.
Yeah.
Our luxuries, which were for us when we were young, have become a necessity for them. Correct?
Yeah.
Today, you see your employees' children working harder to reach places where maybe our kids struggle to reach there in spite of having a full infrastructure. So that's because lacking the fire in the belly. That's because of thinking we have everything. That's because of thinking nothing. Everything can happen. You don't need to do anything. So that fire in the belly is the most essential to achieve something.
How amazing. But this is something that I'll think a few years after. But already thought aapne dal diya hai. I will rethink my प्रपोजिशन अबाउट यू नो द स्कूल एंड ऑल विच इज़ कमिंग शॉर्टली, लेकिन अभी थोड़ा सा वापस पीछे जाती हूँ और कल रात को ही मैं सोच रही थी ये सवाल मैं पूछ रही हूँ आपको. पहले ऐसा होता था कि फीवर आते ही हम लोग कंबल ओढ़ के सो जाते थे और बोलते थे कि मत ओढ़ लो स्वेटर पहन लो, फीवर आया है. और आजकल मैंने सुना कि मतलब मैं थोड़े दिन पहले जब लियाना को बुखार आया था और मैं उसको हॉस्पिटल लेके गई थी तो फटाफट उसके कपड़े उतार के ऐसे पानी से धो दिया. सो द कॉन्सेप्ट हैज़ चेंज कि फीवर आए तो आप कुछ भी है तो उसको खोल के हवा लगाओ ताकि ज़्यादा गर्म ना रहे.
करेक्ट
दैट कॉन्सेप्ट. अभी अगर बच्चे को सर्दी वाला बुखार हुआ इन द सेंस रनी नोज है और पता चल रहा है कि सर्दी जुकाम टाइप का हो गया है और रात को 2 बजे बहुत तेज बुखार आया है, तो डू यू थिंक एज अ मदर आई वुड वॉन्ट टू गिव अ शावर दैट मोमेंट की जो बोलते हैं ना बहुत तेज बुखार है तो धो दो पानी के नीचे जाके. तो मुझे हर बार ही मैं बहुत कंफ्यूज होती हूँ तो आज तो मैंने सोचा पूछ ही लूँ पूरा एक्सप्लिसिटली.
So I'll give you a very simple example on this and your question should be answered. When you have a hot glass of water, how do you get the temperature down?
Thande mein dubo ke.
Correct. Or normal water.
Haan.
Correct. Agar mere ko bukhar hai aur main kambal odu aur sweater odu, to aap mere body ko thanda kar rahe ho ya garam kar rahe ho?
Garam kar rahe ho.
Correct. So how will the fever come down? Number one. Number two. Agar bukhar tez hai, you need to sponge the baby with normal tap water, not ice water.
Okay.
Okay. So normal tap water, which is available, you need to sponge the baby. This method of putting uricolon or salt on the head and on the feet, this is body temperature. This is not head temperature or feet temperature. Nothing like that exists. So you have to cool the whole body down. So take the child, give him a rinse with normal tap water and the temperature will immediately come down. And obviously medicate.
और अगर जुकाम हुआ है तो ऐसा लगता है और जुकाम बढ़ जाएगा.
अपन तो नॉर्मल पानी यूज कर रहे हैं, ठंडा और आइस पानी यूज ही नहीं कर रहे. सो एवरी फीवर मोस्टली इज वायरल एंड एवरी वायरल फीवर हैज कोल्ड एंड कॉफ. सो दैट इज इवेंचुअली गोइंग टू हैपन, बट इट्स नॉट बिकॉज यू आर पुटिंग वाटर एंड यू आर गेटिंग द टेम्परेचर डाउन, दैट्स व्हाई दिस इज हैपनिंग.
ओके, सो ये कॉन्सेप्ट आज मेरे दिमाग में क्लियर हुआ. थैंक यू फॉर बीइंग यू ऑलवेज. कि आप कितने हल्के से मेरे मतलब मुझे ऐसा लगता है कि टेंशन का सूटकेस आप सर से निकाल देते हैं आधे आपके एटीट्यूड से कि कुछ नहीं होगा. एंड सच्ची में मैं हल्की हो जाती हूँ. और बिल्कुल उसी तरीके से आज मैंने पॉडकास्ट को किया. होपफुली मॉमीज यू गॉट अ लॉट ऑफ आंसर्स.
अ डॉक्टर्स जॉब is reassurance to the parents. A doctor's job is not to get the parents apprehensive about what may happen. You need to reassure the new parents that everything will settle if your assessment says that. The minute you reassure the parents, as you correctly said, are also very comfortable, and then they don't get anxious at home. Then there is no issues and your child recovers by itself. Because it's absolutely challenging to be a pediatrician. Remember, you are analyzing the child without the child complaining what he has. And the parents believe that this is what the child has. So the most rewarding part of being this is when you hit it right without the child saying what he has, and the child by the end of it gives a smile and goes off.
I can completely feel it. सच्ची में मुझे ऐसा लग रहा है जैसे मेरी बच्ची बोल नहीं सकती. मैं अज्यूम कर रही हूँ उसको ऐसा हो रहा है और मैं जाके इतना सारा चीज़ आपको बोल दिया कि उसको ऐसा हो रहा है ऐसा हो रहा है. आप मेरे अजम्पशन पे उनको ट्रीट करते हैं एंड द चाइल्ड हील्स. इट्स सच अ ब्यूटिफुल यू नो इंटरडिपेंडेंट रिलेशनशिप. उसी के साथ इस पॉडकास्ट को मैं फिनिश कर रही हूँ. आई होप यू हैड अ लॉट ऑफ टेक अवे. उसी के साथ डोंट फॉरगेट टू लाइक शेयर एंड सब्सक्राइब टू माय पॉडकास्ट द देबीना बनर्जी शो. बाय.
थैंक यू वेरी मच
द देबीना बनर्जी शो ब्रॉट टू यू बाय पेगबोर्ड.